This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
4 WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The famed Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls is set to shut down tomorrow, but the Leinenkugel family is hoping for a Hail Mary. Savannah Tolme-Olson has the story.
Molson Coors announced in November they'd be closing the historic brewery and sending production to Milwaukee. The Jacob Leinenkugel Brewery first began there in Chippewa Falls in 1867. The Leinenkugel family is said to keep the Liney Lodge and a small pilot brewery. They've said this last week before the closure is like a funeral. Last weekend, the family, employees, and even retired staff all gathered to share memories. But now they have one last hope. Dick and Jake Leinenkugel confirmed to the Chippewa Herald they're trying to convince Molson Coors to let them keep the brewery under Leinenkugel's leadership. So far, the company hasn't taken them up on that offer, but they're staying optimistic. If it closes tomorrow, 56 people in Chippewa Falls and 34 in Milwaukee will lose their jobs. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme-Olson.
A new judge has been appointed in Wood County. Governor Tony Evers announced the appointment of Gregory Jerebeck to the Wood County Circuit Court, Branch 1. Jerebeck will fill the vacancy created by Judge Gregory J. Potter's retirement. Jerebeck has been an attorney at Nash Law Group SC in Wisconsin Rapids since 2005. He has a general practice with extensive trial experience in both civil and criminal cases. Jerebeck serves as counsel for the Southwood County Airport Commission and is active in numerous community organizations. He's served on boards of directors for the Boys and Girls Club, United Way, and the Wood County Crime Stoppers. Jerebeck also served for 8 years on the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission. He said he is deeply honored and grateful to accept this appointment. The term ends on July 31st, 2025. A congressman from Wisconsin has senior health care on his mind. Lisa Hale has the story.
When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Port Edwards Fire Department is still offering free smoke detectors and assistance to set up your family fire escape plan. This new community initiative enhances fire safety for all village residents. With support from the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin Charitable Foundations, they will provide free smoke detectors to residents who don't currently have one. Port Edwards Fire Department staff will install the smoke detectors and will help your family create personalized fire escape plans. You can contact the Port Edwards Fire Department to schedule an appointment. The first adult concert series of 2025 has been announced at McMillan Library. On February 6th, you can see Ian George and his band in the Fine Arts Center. You can expect an engaging and dynamic concert of gentle and not-so-gentle folk rock adventures. They perform on February 6th at 7 p.m. in the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind the scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. Award show nominations are pouring in this time of year. Great movies wouldn't be great movies without a really good script. The Writers Guild of America has announced its nominations for the 77th annual WGA Awards. Nominations for Best Screenplay in the Feature Film category include Anora, A Complete Unknown, Challengers, Wicked, and Nickel Boys. The British Academy of Film and TV Awards also announced its nominations for Best Feature Film yesterday, and there was a little bit of crossover. The BAFTA Best Feature Film nominations also included Anora and A Complete Unknown, but not Wicked, Nickel Boys, or Challengers. In addition to Anora and A Complete Unknown, Conclave led the way with 12 nominations, followed closely by Emilia Perez with 11. The fifth nominee, The Brutalist, drew 9 nominations. So many award shows to watch, so little time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. I think we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Less windy, too. Our high today right around 30. Tonight, down to 19. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, 35. And then, hang on, it's going to get really cold as we head into the last half of the weekend and into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.